You're listening to Speaking Out of School, the podcast where we unpack the biggest issues shaping education today. When we talk about artificial intelligence in the classroom, what are we really talking about? Is it just a shortcut for finishing assignments faster? Or could it actually shape how students think? Could it be something more, a partner in the learning process? AI tools are now a fixture in schools, but they've arrived in a landscape where many students already see writing not as a process of refining ideas, but as something to simply get done. Revision often means a quick spell check, not deep engagement with their thinking. Today, we're exploring something on every teacher's mind, AI in the classroom. I'm delighted to introduce Mackie Ryland, a teacher from King Copple Rose Bay in Sydney, who has been investigating this issue on the front lines. Mackie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. My research took place at my school, King Copple Rose Bay, which emphasises a holistic education with a strong focus on metacognition, teaching students to think about their own thinking. Working with my 21 Year 5 girl, I became really interested in whether AI could do more than just correct their work, whether it could actually help them become more reflective and better writers. I kept seeing the same pattern, students finishing a piece of writing, making a few surface edits, and then asking, is this good enough? That's where this project began.
So before we get into what you did, could you unpack the problem a little more?
The literature highlights both the potential and the risks of AI, and it really depends on how it's used. One key idea is cognitive offloading, which is essentially outsourcing thinking to a tool. This can be helpful, freeing up space to think more deeply, but it can also be problematic if students bypass the effort needed for real understanding. Researchers describe this as a performance paradox, where the final product looks better, but the learning underneath is actually weaker. And I could already see this happening in my classroom. Students looking for the fastest way to improve their work rather than the deepest way. These challenges can be particularly significant for girls, as well as for students needing additional support or EALD learners.
So what did you do?
We created a custom AI chatbot called Bluebot, named after our class, 5 Blue. The key difference was that it was designed to be a glass box tool, not a black box. A black box gives you an answer without showing you how it got there. A glass box is transparent. Its processes are visible and understandable. My students co-designed it with me. They voted on the name, helped set the rules, and used the same rubric embedded in the chatbot. There was a real sense of excitement. They weren't just using the tool, they were shaping it. The process was simple. Write a draft, get feedback from Bluebot, and revise. But here was the key rule. Bluebot never gave the corrected answer. It gave 2 stars and a wish feedback and prompted reflection rather than giving a fix.
So what were the results?
The findings were really encouraging. First, it functioned as a thinking partner. Students began to critically evaluate the AI's feedback rather than accepting it blindly. They moved from surface edits to deeper revisions around clarity and meaning. The data showed this clearly. The number of students who could explain how they improved their writing increased from 9 to 16 out of 21. A second finding was that students' perception of the AI shaped how they used it. If they saw Bluebot as a helpful online teacher, they engaged more deeply. If they dismissed it as just a robot, they disengaged. So their perception shaped how seriously they took the feedback, how much effort they put into revision, and ultimately, how much they improved. And third, it wasn't a magic solution. For some students, particularly support or EALD learners, the feedback was too complex. This highlighted the need for teacher scaffolding.
So what are the key takeaways?
The biggest takeaway is this. AI is not the pedagogy, the teacher is. First, position AI as a tool for reflection, not correction. We need to explicitly teach students how to interpret feedback. Second, involve students in the design process to create transparent tools. Third, teacher guidance is essential. The human in the loop is irreplaceable. And finally, differentiate and scaffold. One size definitely does not fit all.
So for our listeners who want to dive deeper, we highly recommend reading Mackie's full research paper, Glass Box Feedback, Turning AI Chatbots into Metacognitive Writing Partners for Year 5 Girls, available on the ICGS website. You've been listening to Speaking Out of School. Thank you for joining us.